I'm Elisa Mortensen, and this is Undo Redo. Let's take a look at all the things that happen in life that we would like to undo and have a chance to redo. Hello to all my friends. Thank you for being with me on this Undo Redo as we up-level our life's journey. I had over a week vacation just recently, and the last two episodes that I did were just scheduled to post while I was gone. I gifted this vacation to my family for Christmas. Everyone was able to come, and because everyone was there, my heart was so full. And if you know me, you know that my favorite thing is when everyone's all together. And that doesn't mean that during this time we didn't argue a lot because we're family and we didn't disagree about so many things and that I didn't hear people having beef with one another the whole time and listen to others complain about others, because we do it all the time. All of us do. But on the other side of all that crap, the ability to grow, because we can come back to each other with resolve. Which that is the most important and most rewarding part of relationships, is being our human selves and making catastrophes and mistakes out of life and out of no, like little tiny things become such a big deal, but coming to the other side of resolve and loving again. It is so necessary. Those fights are so necessary for all our evolvement in just our human nature and our relationships, because it brings about healing again. It's like it's the practice ground for a big, more important skill that we develop only by having big fallouts and then resolving them and coming back together. One of my friends would describe family vacations as a really expensive argument, which I wouldn't want it any other way now. At first I was shocked, like, oh, we don't pay a ton of money to just go somewhere else on a really expensive dollar to argue. But sure enough, we do. But we get over stuff so quick now. Like my family, that's how we've learned, is by doing it. So it's been so fun and so great. And I look back and I actually love all the times when someone got really mad and we all just kind of look at each other and we end up laughing about it later. And the person can own every thought and every action they had. And that is so important. How many thoughts can you own this week? When you're really upset, can you own what made you upset and it wasn't anything outside of you? You just own that you are choosing to be upset. It's a big deal to get there, you guys. Okay. And we're all, none of us are good at it. And we can just laugh now. But the topic of this episode is very clear. You won't be for everyone. We as individuals will not be for everyone. And as a recovering people pleaser myself, I have a really great insight for this topic. Think of all humans you interact with throughout your whole life. How many have rejected you or not accepted you? It seems as though you're not appreciated in their eyes, or they just can't see you. They don't give you any of their time or attention like you want them to. And you're trying really hard to get their time and attention. And you're thinking to yourself, if they would just give you a chance, that they're going to like what you have to say and they're going to find out how nice you are and how funny you can be. So you try to put on your best self whenever they're around in hopes that you'll get this person's attention. And when they don't give you any of their attention or approval or even look your way, you're left feeling horrible about it. And the horrible feeling comes up whenever you see this person. Others can go on about how great of a friend they are and how they do wonderful things. And you're left wondering why they aren't that way towards you at all. And how can a person like that be really all that great when they make you feel so miserable and unliked and overlooked? And now at this point, you're probably wondering, what is it about me that they don't like? What have I done wrong? What do you not have that everybody else seems to have in order to be friends with this person? Maybe this has happened many times for you. I know it has in my life. This is the case with most humans. Most people have experiences like this. And maybe you can draw a parallel from the story most recently to one back in elementary that happened. Or in middle school, maybe there were several. High school, I know there's several. And college years, of course. Maybe you're a mom now, and if you're like me, you can't believe this still happens. Like, we're not in high school anymore. And you thought those games ended a long time ago. You hear your kids complaining about it and how they really wish they could be friends with this certain person that doesn't give them any time or attention and just kind of shuns them. Human experience is there that exact same way, and it always has been since the beginning of time for every one of us, for all human beings. So here's the deal. You just can't be for everyone. It doesn't mean you've done anything wrong. It doesn't mean anything about you. Things are just going as they should. It means that all humans get to make decisions about who we give our time and attention to. I created so much pain for myself in this area, and I think it goes back to me being a small child even. If someone didn't embrace me and make me feel the warm, fuzzy feeling that I thought I should have when I met someone, it meant that something was wrong with me. And that built up into a false belief about my own worth. And I've spent most of my life working really hard to make sure that everyone around me feels happy and they feel seen and they feel heard and they are loved by me and they're very welcome in my life. But I became a big mess when I didn't get a fuzzy feeling of acceptance from someone else. I jumped to conclusions about me that I wasn't deserving of their attention, and it formed a story about who I was. I became to believe I was someone who wasn't worth being seen or heard unless I really did significant amounts of people-pleasing first. And I know I didn't word it that way. I just thought, I'll do so many nice things. I'll give them gifts. I'll help them with everything they need. I'll do this for them and that for them. And I carried this. And I did it for everyone around me. And I tried endlessly to satisfy the need to find my self-worth through doing more for others. But it was in a different kind of twisted way, because it was false. No amount of me changing into who they wanted me to be or doing all this stuff for them could satisfy it, because it was false. It just made me into more of a mess. I didn't realize this until life coaching. It showed up in my close relationships too, and those were the ones that were most profound for me. If someone was mad at me and blaming me for it, I let them. And I took all the blame because I blamed me too. There must be something wrong with me. I agreed with them. And I would feel sad and I would cry and I would apologize for it. And I would promise to do better the next time. It allowed them and me to continue to see me as the problem. And it perpetuated my false belief and the need to change myself, because I wasn't worth being seen or heard unless I did all these things. And I was going to be wrong no matter what. They were going to agree with me. I was going to agree with it. And then I was going to keep trying to change myself. People-pleasing is actually pretending, and it is a form of manipulation. And I learned this through life coaching. It's a smiling when you really want to cry. Telling people things they want to hear so they can be okay. And then you think it makes you okay, but you, in reality, quietly suffer because you believe that you are the one that should suffer, the one that has to hurt in order for others to feel better. Sounds like a martyr to me now that I'm reading it. So how can you undo this? Well, I'll tell you how I undid this. I found a place inside myself that needed my own love and attention. It was brought to my awareness through the process of life coaching, and it was a place for me to see and hear myself instead of everyone around me and fixing everyone around me. I wasn't giving myself attention, and I had no idea. I spent some time crying about how ignored I was in my own life, and I sat with it for a long time. Now, I was dedicated enough to do my daily workouts and to eat good and to keep a lot of my daily habits. But I asked heaven to be with me as I quit seeing myself in the way that I came last. But I wanted to matter to myself too. I ended up getting really curious and observing myself. I observed my reactions to people. I saw myself choosing to feel rejected and that I didn't belong and that I wasn't accepted. Those were my conclusions. I was drawing them by myself. And then when I felt fear and panic or anxiety when I was around certain people, I noticed my hand in it. So I want you to join me in thinking higher ways. Let's all think together in much higher ways. Let's change and allow others to change as well. In John 13:15, it says, I have given you an example that ye do as I have done unto you. Now I was thinking this, if he's our example and he lets us choose him or not choose him, he doesn't wonder if it's something he did, as if he isn't good enough. He knows it's us and we have our own reasons why we don't choose him. So the redo, all right, to this is, whoever doesn't give me the time of day has a story in their own head about themselves or some assumptions about me, and they've decided what they need to do in their lives and what they believe, and they act accordingly. I don't have to prove myself to them, especially not by changing myself, not by the expense of myself. It actually does me a favor to not be for everyone. When we make our choice to not be inclusive with certain people we meet, it is just our own thoughts and preference from our own stories in our own heads. And we don't choose everyone for our own reasons, which means that's just what they're doing too. The saying that if you are for everyone, that you are for no one is very true. Our primal brain, like our natural man, freaks out when we aren't accepted by other people. Because back in the day, if you were left out of the herd or the village, it meant certain death. Villages survived in groups, right? But they were small. Not like nowadays where the whole world can be connected. So we can be rejected from someone on the other side of the earth, right? That sense of panic that comes up from our survival instinct when we're rejected, it's just a part of our body's biology. It just isn't needed as much anymore. But it still feels like a life or death situation. Let's interrupt it with the knowledge that we have now that our decision-making can intervene so we can become a more evolved person, a more evolved people in general. Tapping into our inner self and filling our own cups comes from making the decision for ourselves. We can make sure that we are in charge of ourselves and in charge of our desire for kindness to others, using our own agency and power of choice. And that's what progresses us to be a better version of ourselves and not fall into victim of everything that goes on around us. Because when you are for everyone, you are nothing for yourself. So take your power back and don't be for everyone so you can be everything for yourself. And this is far from selfish, you guys. Go to lifecoachelisa.com to schedule a quick chat with me and see what it looks like in your situation. And let's make a plan for you to move forward out of this cycle. And if you thought of anyone, please share, because the heavens reach us through each other. And thank you for listening. I love you all, and we'll talk to you next week.